Yeah, Netflix doesn't fuck around.
Just all good content. There we go. Here you go. Get some of that and you feel a little better.
Well, this is a shot from it, so, you know, there's potential.
That looks sick. All right. You ready?
I think it's making a call.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, you don't have a nickname.
No.
I was going to say, work yourself to the bone, Tony.
Yeah, working bone Tony.
Died too many times in Call of Duty World War II, Tony.
These are all so good.
Thank you. I was working on them as we were playing Call of Duty, which we don't have news or a genre 5 this week, but...
Yeah, there's news.
There's news, but let's just get through this, bro. I have a lot of movies I saw for weekly recommendations and rejections, and we've been playing a lot of video game. How are you liking the new Call of Duty World War II?
Oh, it's shitty.
Are you going to take it back?
Sorry. Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not finding happiness in these matches. Oh, these matches are just sort of...
Go ahead.
Shut up.
You were just coughing too, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Tony's in a real mood today. So strap in. The iPhone X came out and his roommates had a broken fucking elbow. So I've been home, but I've been helping out with the chores, you gotta admit.
Oh no, yeah, it's like coming home from one hell to one constant heaven.
Yeah, thank you. I've been trying to keep a tidy house, keeping the dishes done even with the broken elbow. Cat shit, trash.
Cat shit, trash.
Cat shit and trash.
There's never been a more one-armed duty.
Duty. No, it's cat actually, you have duty. To hold the bag with one hand, and like I can't like turn my arm well yet. It's getting better, though. Getting better every day. Stronger every day, Tone.
Oh, my God. Have a sip of the water.
I'll try.
Try it. See what happens. It's miracle worker. Lube you right up, you'll Sahara.
Yeah. So I broke my elbow at Skatopia during the first minute being there. That was a fun time. And I've been off work for the past week and a half, so I've seen a ton of movies, Tony.
What wicked trick were you doing when you crushed your elbow into a billion pieces?
What was it, a billion pieces? It's a slight fracture of the radial head.
Oh, could have fooled me with all that crying.
Didn't cry, actually, which was impressive. I dropped in on a cement bowl and went up like the 5-foot wall and turned and just ate shit on my elbow. I thought... I didn't think it was broken because I was able to like fucking completely extend it all the way and bring it back up. And then as the day went on, my muscles just started to contract around it and shit. It was fucking awful. But yeah, that was a sweet trick I was doing. 900.
900.
Did a McTwist.
900 pushes.
900. Not even a push, just a drop in, a turn, and a break.
That's the worst story.
Yeah.
Have to tell someone.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do it? Casually just sort of lackadaisically cruising.
Oh my god, I'd like to see you on a skateboard ever.
Oh, I'd rip it, dude.
Yeah, put it on your blades, let's go fucking do some... What's a trick on those?
What, dude? Fuck, crisscross?
Yeah, crisscross. Where you wear your pants backwards. Alright, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections, because like I said, we have nothing else to talk about. I watched War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah, so did I.
What were your thoughts? I liked it a lot. I mean, it wasn't like amazing, but it looks, that movie looks so good.
Oh, it looks beautiful. It was a cool beginning. And then in the middle, I was kind of bored as fuck.
Why?
Because I was like, it's sort of a silent film because I'm just listening to ape sounds, except one ape that can talk.
A couple of them can.
Two. There's two in the whole film.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was bored in the middle. It was a cool beginning, cool ending. Woody Harrelson's cool. But I was kind of like, I get it. They're like humans.
They're going to like be free, probably. Spoilers. How many deep impacts do you give it? For the end of the franchise is what I'm guessing, because that kind of like leads up into where they would become the Planet of the Apes, because they show The little son, I can't remember his name. Cornelius?
Maybe.
I think so. I might be wrong on that, but I think that's Caesar's son. And yeah, that's the one that like runs the apes on the planet of the apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But he's turned bad.
No, he's not. He's the son.
He is a bad, evil dude.
Did you watch the movie?
In the other movies, isn't he the bad guy?
Well, I mean, yeah, like he doesn't like humans because they killed his dad.
Damn dirty ape.
Nice. So yeah, how many deep impacts, Stone?
6.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd probably give it around like a 6. I also watched Hateful Eight. Tony doesn't know any movies that he saw because he didn't write any down, although it looks like he did.
You would be mistaken. That is a grocery list you're looking at.
Why do you have your grocery list up?
I just want to wing it.
And talk about your groceries?
No, I meant just like, I'm just going to like feel the podcast. You know, I don't need to write stuff down.
No, but what I'm saying, why are you looking at your grocery list?
It was the first note that opened when I opened notes.
Oh, okay.
And then you were just being nosy as fuck.
Yeah, my bad. Hateful Eight. What a good rewatch. I
watched that too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think?
I love it. It's like 9.5. It's one of my favorite movies. It's hilarious.
Really? 9.5?
Oh, yeah. That movie's fucking phenomenal.
I'll give it 8.5. I like it a lot, though. It's a good flick.
Yeah, I think it's really...
I feel like I'm doing this by myself right
really
now.
Well acted.
I watched the Cube franchise on your behest. You told me to. I enjoyed all of them. The third one was... like you're like, they explain everything. I mean, they kind of do, but they... kind of
they kind of tell you exactly what the cubes are and what they're doing.
Yeah, they're just government experiments, which they
isn't
said the
that
entire
everything
they said that the entire franchise.
They didn't know it though.
Yeah, they're like, this is a government experiment.
Who knew that?
And then in the second one, spoilers, the girl's working for them.
Spoilers, cough.
The girl's working for them, and then she comes back to the government and they shoot her in the face. So right there it already tells you what's going on.
I was very hazy. Because, you know, I was on pills and I was on the morphine drip and...
Oh, you weren't on morphine. Yeah, you had like 4 Vicodin.
Total. It was like 40, dude. I was so well... medicated, I guess, to be the answer.
For the franchise of Cube, I will give it a 7.
Yeah, it's a good solid 7.
It's not bad. It's not amazing, but it's a lot of fun. There's a lot. The death scenes in the second one were really shitty because they were mostly like CGI.
Yeah.
And bad CGI.
They were trying.
The third one had a dope death at the beginning. You said that one. Cube Zero has a really cool opening. And I actually remember that from seeing it. I guess I've seen Cube Zero before. But the first one, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah, first one's the best by far. It's like The Matrix.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't go all the way downhill in 2 and 3. There's no twins. Wait, is there twins? No, there's no twins.
No.
That's the one where they're all like, oh my god, we're in parallel dimensions, and look, it's old me with one eye.
I've been so weathered.
Jeez, look at that. We watched The Shallows.
Yeah, we did.
What do you think? It's a shark movie. Blake Lively, is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah, she's in it, and basically just her and a seagull.
She's hot.
Chilling. Yeah, there's a lot of ass shots and like boob, like gratuitous amounts of her zipping up her thing, like just enough to see her cleavage.
Yeah, because it's supposed to keep her warm, but not... close them boobies
not
up.
Not too warm. Yeah, the movie was bad. I give it like a 3.
Yeah, it was like a 3. I could care less.
There were some cool shark parts in it, though, but there were also some really bad CGI shark parts. It was weird. Like, I was like, why did they make that look so good? And then
why is this,
badly.
Yeah, why is this shark doing stuff like biting a bunch of steel?
And she's just... also a doctor, so throughout the whole movie, she has to narrate what she's doing as if she's talking to a patient, but she's really talking to a seagull that's her only fucking friend.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's not well acted. That was a bummer to watch. That was just like, oh, God, please just shut up.
The metacarpal muscles. Oh, I have to constrict them. Oh, the blood.
I'm going to use my earrings and this fucking necklace my mom gave me. Oh, thank God.
And sew up a leg wound with it.
Yeah, staple it, really. God, yeah. The Shallows, don't watch it. I watched Catch and Release. I don't think you watched that one with me.
No.
That was, Timothy Oliphant.
Yep.
Kevin Smith. And what's her name?
I don't know.
The girl that's in it, it's Ben Affleck's wife, or used to be.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, she plays the girl. Like, at the beginning of the movie, she's attending her husband's funeral.
Yeah.
And his best friend, Timothy Oliphant, is banging some chick in the bathroom while she's, like, having a meltdown in the bathtub.
It's badass.
Yeah, it's wild. And the girl keeps yelling, "Sock it to me." that he's banging.
That's a sexy thing to
hear. Yeah, and she's like, what? Sock it to me? Yeah, so then she finds out that her husband had this whole, like, double life where he's giving money to this woman in California for her son. And so she finds out all this shit. She's like, I never really got to know you until you left me because I found out all the shit that really was you.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool movie. Kevin Smith plays the best friend of her, kind of, and the dude that died. But he eats in every scene. But it's weird to watch him act in something that he didn't write, although it sounds a lot like him in anyways. Like, it sounds like they were kind of like, here's the basis of what you should say, but just do it how you want.
He's not really even an actor, so that's like his only level is Tim.
Yeah,
his character.
It honestly felt like a Q&A type of feel to it. Other than the fact that he was a drinker and like almost ODs on sleeping pills.
Which wouldn't be something he'd do.
No, he does. Yeah, you don't really hear him drinking much. He's smoking a lot of weed. Catch and release. I give it a 6.5. This is going to be very one-sided weekly recommendations and rejections. But honestly, it might be the whole podcast. I'm not sure.
So it's like the tables have turned.
Yeah, because I've been broken. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll watch everything. Money Monster.
I watched that too.
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
See, I'm right there with you on this list.
Yep, Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
Yep.
He is like, what's that dude that fucking does the stock talk and shit like that for Wall Street?
Yeah, like Mad Money.
Yeah, Mad Money. It's that show, but then some dude comes in and he's like, you told us to fucking, like, double down on this. It was a sure thing. It's better than a savings account. And then fucking everyone lost their money, like $8 million, I think. And so he comes and, like, takes the whole place hostage. And you hated the ending, right?
Yeah, I thought the ending was just corny as shit. And he didn't learn anything, and he's just back to the fucking, you know,
grind.
Status quo. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there wasn't that much levity to it, but the movie itself was kind of a neat premise. But yeah, I guess at the ending, I don't know, I'd give it like a 5.5, 6.
Yeah, I'd give it a 4.
Oh, okay. You heard it here first. 4 deep impacts.
Don't go see it.
Annabelle Creation.
Well, yeah, I've been here with you this whole journey.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you can just say yes or no. You don't got to be like, hey, we already know this. The people listening don't, bud.
I'm just saying, you made fun of me, and then look at you looking like a big, dumb idiot.
What do you mean?
Because I've seen everything you've seen so far on your big boy list.
No, you didn't see Catch and Release.
No one wants to see that.
Okay. Annabelle Creation, bad. That movie sucked. And it was like, everyone was like, oh my God, it's the horror film of the fucking year. It's so stupid.
It was very boring.
A Dark Song fucking rocked, and that movie got shit on by critics. And Annabelle was all like, yeah, fuck it. I'm like, who were they paying to like write that shit? Makes no sense.
Critics.
Well, obviously. But maybe I was saying who was shelling out the shekels, Tone.
Wow.
Shelling shekels. Two deep impacts?
Yeah, it's worthy of a 2.
It's like, there was a cool like demon monster looking thing, but like... Yeah, it's the origin story, so you get to see where she came from. Ooh, spooky. Stranger Things 2 dropped.
Yeah, I watched all that.
So did I. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. It was very...
Stranger Things 1.
It was like very, yeah, cut and paste this shit and like redo it again, identically almost.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what weird shit is Winona Ryder going to hang up all over her house? Ooh, a map.
Yeah, it's a snake map instead of light maps.
Yeah, I don't know that. But the one thing I will say is Dustin was just so fucking fantastic on it. That's kid with no teeth in the first season, if you don't know the characters' names. But I really enjoyed every scene that he was in, especially with the older dude, Steve.
Yeah.
That was a really cool...
Him and Steve, yeah.
Yeah, I liked the relationship. It was very funny. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't like what they did with 11, really. Didn't really care for it.
I didn't like the ending.
The ending meant nothing.
Yeah. And there was a corny part where, like, people were, like, kind of pairing up. And then there's, like, this one pairing that's, like, so fucking forced. And I was like, dude, you can't even pair this character with someone from the fucking show. That's how boring he is. How much of a dunce.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even view that part, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, what lazy writing, because that's what
it set me off.
This season definitely did feel like that, because, I mean, Eleven's barely in it, and when they do show her, like, her plot line meant nothing, too, kind of.
No, I feel like they're lucky that it's well written and it's fun content that, like, yeah, I can just still absorb it.
But I think it's like taking advantage of your viewer if you're like, well, they're already here for the characters, so we don't really have to think about anything cool to write. And plus, we're going to end the season to where basically the first one ended anyways.
Oh, they've proven that I'm a lifeless meat sack that'll just watch what I've watched before.
You are.
You've truly cracked that Da Vinci code.
Great job, Netflix. I watched Baywatch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You loved it, dude. You were probably like, look at these pecs. Look at these jet skis.
Yep, that's exactly what I was like. 14 jet skis. That's what Deep Impacts gets. Oh, fucking Deep Impacts. Stranger Things, what'd you give it?
Oh, 7.5.
Yeah, I'll go 7. I can't wait for season 3. I'm in.
Yeah. Don't know what the fuck they're going to do, but...
I'm assuming fight the same monster.
From... the Upside Down.
Yeah, sorry, spoilers if you haven't seen it. It survives. Like, it's so... You're just like, why did we watch this entire fucking series?
Go ahead.
All right, so Baywatch. The Rock was actually really good in it. There's another funny guy. I can't remember his name. He's been in nothing. I looked him up on my IMDb, but he's like the dopey dude that gets on the team.
Yeah.
And the movie was, like, decent up until they get into, like, them actually trying to solve the crime.
Yeah.
Like, when it's the parody of it, it's so good. Like, it's well-written, it's funny, it's clever, and shit like that. But then it gets into the actual series of it, like, the seriousness of the series, and, like, it's just so dumb.
The seriousness of the series should be fucking, like, how to fucking fix jellyfish stings.
Yeah, pee on it.
It's about as fucking serious as that show should get.
I agree with you. Baywatch, I will give it a hot 3. I'll give it a 4. It wasn't, there's parts of it that were good, but there's parts that were
Paul
just
Paul loved
yawning.
It. You heard it here. Yeah. 4 boners out of 10.
All right. Tony and I watched Godzilla against Mechagodzilla.
I think we finished. I didn't finish it.
You didn't?
No, I don't think so. What happened? Godzilla?
Yep.
Dang.
Called it, dude.
What's he do, dude? Rust him?
Nice. Because he's made out of metal.
Pour salt water on him?
Okay. he hits him with one of those, you know... things that come out of his mouth.
The blue.
Yeah, the
fire.
Blue.
Yeah.
And then
that was it. Dead. Just needed to do one of those.
Yeah, the movie is fantastic. It's so fun. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It's such like a bullshit dumb watch.
I would watch all those ones. Not the 70s and 60s and 80s ones, but like that one was 2002, right?
Yeah.
I'd dig all them 2000 ones.
Yeah, it was, except for the one that, the American one, where Godzilla looked like a raptor.
Yeah.
That was shitty.
That's with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Jean Rousseau is in that movie. Fucking, like, it's a ridiculously big budget movie.
Yeah, it was huge. And I think it did very bad. I remember, do you remember the toy? How old were you when that came out? 99, probably.
I don't know.
Maybe it was 2000.
It was like 12 or something, 13.
I had they made a fucking toy of Matthew Broderick's character, the scientist.
Wow. Did he have a worm with him?
No, he came with a little like set though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little, with those little things that are called where you mix shit together. Anyways, the glass tubes. And then I had a blow up version of Godzilla that was like 3 feet tall. So it was like almost the scale.
Yeah.
The action figure to him. And, I liked that movie a lot when I first saw it. I was like, this is so sick. It looks like a raptor. Honestly, dude, like, that was probably the start of me just being like, CGI is the coolest. Like,
no,
I don't give a shit about
that.
Anything.
When I first saw it, I dug it.
Oh, now you're watching it, it's fucking awful, yeah.
All kinds of big, cool stuff, like him eating a bunch of fish and him fucking, like, blowing cars away when he growls and him, like, dodging missiles.
Yeah. It was weird, the redesign, though. They took, like, a really iconic character and were like, raptor.
Yeah, they're like, we want him to be able to literally, like, jump on... Have you ever seen the game? What's that? Oh, my God, that fucking game where you're a dinosaur that climbs on buildings and just crushes shit.
Oh, fuck. Rampage?
Rampage, yeah.
Yeah, for... I think that was, like, Super Nintendo and then 64. Yeah. Yeah, you could be, like, the dinosaur, the monkey.
Yeah.
Or King Kong. Yeah, that was kind of like it. But like I said, like, it's just odd that they're... I don't know, that redesign. Just weird. Anyways, what do we give that?
Mecha and Godzilla? Oh, I give that a 8.0. That's a fucking cool movie, man.
8.0.
Kick it and watch that, man.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay attention to it. That's the best part. You're just like, holy shit, they're making the fucking Mecha Godzilla.
It's their version of a live anime, too, because they're like, dude, this is Gojira. Like,
so I heard Shin Godzilla, the one that just came out, is like way good.
Well, it looks sick as fuck.
It does, but there's parts where I was like, I don't know. But then again, watching that one.
That one had corny shit, but yeah. It was perfect.
Okay. We're doing it, dude. We're going to watch it.
Okay.
I think it's that family video, but I have a lot of...
Get it.
I have a lot of late fees.
Do you?
Yeah, I forgot to bring back like 4 movies at a time.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm dumb. We watched The Frighteners.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Not what I used to remember.
Yeah, same here. I was like, wow, this isn't anywhere near as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm going to give that. I mean, innovative for its time, but also the CG was shit. They used a lot of it, and some of it just looked so shit. Some looked okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fucking like 4 out of 10, I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah, same here. I think I'm good
now. Way to go,
now.
Peter Jackson, you douche.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then he went on to direct King Kong. Was that him?
Then he made King Kong, yeah.
And then
and all Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah. He did Hobbit too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Jesus, he probably just is rolling in money. Final Fantasy, Kingsglaive.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right this time?
Yeah.
I was like, Kingsglaive. You're like, you fucking dumb.
Kingsglaive.
Just look how it's spelled. There's an A's first, then an I.
Glaive.
Sound it out, bud.
Kingsglaive.
So it turns out Final Fantasy makes like the best trailers and the worst movies.
Yeah.
Good lord. They look so good and like they're actually decently acted, but there's like... a whole 40 minutes of the middle where they just talk. And not about cool shit. Just like, yeah, this is like shit you don't understand because I'm saying a lot of names that you don't care about.
Oh, and they're all like Tyrus, Varinius, Celius.
I was about to say, it took me fucking forever to remember like Hodor. And, and he's like one of a billion characters. I remember Ned Stark died in the first season. I don't even have him in my back pocket anymore, you know? But yeah, so Kingsglaive... I'm not even going to explain it, but the ending is really cool. I'm
not even going to explain it.
Because I can't. if the movie cut out all the bullshit in the middle and all the shit that I didn't care about and just had the beginning and the end, it would be like an 8.5 or 9.
Yeah.
But with all that crap, I'd give it like a 6. Probably like a 5. I probably wouldn't rewatch it. If I did, I'd fast forward.
You'd rather have the pieces of bread, not the fucking meat.
I guess so. Is bread what you go to a sandwich for first? You're like, damn, that bread looks good.
No, man, think about it. Beginning, middle, end, top, meat, bottom.
Yeah.
So you only want the bread, dude. Not that meat in the middle. That was a perfect
analogy. Yeah, that was really good, bud. I liked it. I watched Inferno.
I'm number one.
This list keeps going.
Inferno.
So this is the third in Ron Howard's epic of Da Vinci Code, and then Angels and Demons and Inferno.
The Dan Brown love letters.
Woo! This one is bad, too. I watch a lot of bad movies, it turns out.
Hey, you are Paul.
Yep, I watch a lot. Well, usually I'm like, I actually really enjoyed it because of this, but I was like, can't believe I sat through that. There's parts of it, dude, like they show, basically like Inferno's supposed to be this virus that spreads because the human population is that almost 8 million. In 40 years, it's going to be at 32 billion.
Billion.
So it has to wipe out.
So it clears out a good chunk of us.
Right. So
I like it.
Ben Foster makes the...
Damn.
Makes the virus.
Does it happen?
Well, they show... like, Tom Hanks is having these visions of Dante's depiction of hell.
Yeah.
And, like, people have their heads twisted backwards, and they're just walking, and there's, like, people coming out of the ground burnt with, like, fucking brands and shit. Looks dope.
Yeah.
But then it gets into the movie and you just don't care about anything else in it. And then there's a crazy twist and shit. Like, it's just everything that you'd expect through it. It was just so like, I don't care. But the beginning is fucking dope and he's having the visions. It's fucked up.
I like the idea.
The idea is really cool. It's just, yeah, I bet as a book it's awesome. But like with, you just know that something dumb's going to happen in the middle of it. And it's not that cool.
Yeah.
There wasn't a good payoff. 6. Deep Impacts. I Love You, Man.
Jesus Christ,
Yeah, dude. I haven't seen I Love You, Man in a long time, but fucking Jason Segel, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, right? He's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make a really cool duo.
Who saw this, me or you?
I did.
Okay.
I'm just confirming with you, bro. You're your confirmation. You're barely talking, so I am
letting you talk because you were the one with content.
I got to softball these little yeses and nos to you.
And I'm about to wiffle ball fucking bat your head.
Wiffle ball, bat your head. There we go. Found it.
I can start a train and then
Stop
up.
It.
Yeah. Catch up to it.
Paul Rudd's weird in that movie. Like, he's like, oh, sink a thing out. Like, he says shit, like, all weird, like, just out of nowhere. And he's like, why did I say that? I'm like,
upsy-doozities. What? Huh?
Yeah, I've never used that phrase. Yeah, call me back in a gif or, like, some shit like that. He's like, I've never used.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's one that's, like, got popular that he said.
Oh, I can't remember. Broham or some shit, because they do, like, a bro thing at the end of it. Oh, slap it, yep, yes.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, me and you would say that a lot,
I guess
actually.
It was just us.
Yeah, slap it, yep, yes. She's like, why do you sound like a leprechaun?
Slap me on the bass.
I can't remember what she says, but yeah, she does the Jamaican accent. He's like, it's reggae. I'm doing reggae. yeah, that movie actually holds up really well. The message is really cool in the movie, too. I liked it for, like, a romantic bro-com, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is about, like, a bromance.
Yeah, that's kind of all it's really depicting, yeah.
Yeah, I will give it a 7 deep impact.
Mm.
All right, now on to the stand-up I watched.
No.
Patton Oswalt, Annihilation. Wow, if you're in for a tearjerker, let me tell you. What? I had some time on my hand, Tony. It's
when
been like
am
two
I going to get to tell mine?
I thought you said you didn't write anything down. You're like, just keep going.
Oh,
you've
joke's
seen.
On you.
Joke's on who?
You.
You got how many?
I got 9.
Oh, fuck me. Well, good thing we didn't do news or anything like that. We're only 27 minutes in. So Patton Oswalt, it's his Netflix original, and it came out, I'm assuming, right after Trump got elected, because there's a little bit of that at the beginning of it. And then he goes in to talk about how his wife died and how he had to ruin his kid's childhood by telling her about it.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yep.
It's good, though. Like, I mean, it's not bad at all. But then I watched Louis C.K.'s.
Yeah.
And wow, that dude is fucking awesome. He's like, let me tell you why I think abortion's okay. And, like, that's how he starts off the fucking...
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
I think it's the first thing he says. And it's... That shit is fucking brutal. Like, hell, he's like, if you don't want to go to the DMV, you don't have to. Kill yourself. we all have the choice to not do anything. And the answer is kill yourself.
He's
like, every day when you're like waking up, he's like, this planet is just full of people that haven't killed themselves yet. He's like, that's all we are. We're keeping going with the shitty lives and we're just, you know, just living until we kill ourselves or die.
This speaks to me.
Yeah. You should watch it. You'll enjoy it. Cause like that part, I was like, damn, that's really fucking like, that's a really cool take on that.
I love that.
Yeah. So Patton Oswalt, I'll give like a 7, and Louis, I'll give like an 8 or 9. Like that was pretty strong. Louis, funny. All right, go ahead with your shit.
I wouldn't call it shit. I mean, I would just
it's
say
probably
like,
shit.
With my movies.
Everyone's like good God, thank fuck the little one's done talking.
Yeah, that little one's going to be done for a good 10 minutes now because
I just passively.
Yeah, Big Bear's on the case. So in local news, I had huge heartburn last night because I made tiki masala.
Yep.
Indian food is not good before bed.
Nope.
Also, I've been playing World War II, as we talked about. I suck at it. It's making me really hate myself more.
Yeah, it was
if
funny.
That's possible.
Before we started, I was setting up here, and all I hear is like every single drawer we have slamming. And I'm like, is this motherfucker seriously throwing a tantrum right now because we have to record?
No, I was getting Tylenol, and I was trying to multitask heating water for coffee or heating the coffee in the microwave, getting creamer, and getting Tylenol and water.
Dude, all I hear is slam, go, 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 slam, go, 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 slam. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
That's normal.
No, it's not. I've never heard you do that.
I was a little frustrated.
I could tell. Yeah, I walked in. I was like, so you're going to record? He's like, well, I guess we should tonight. I'm going to have the same amount of energy tomorrow after the fourth day of a 9-hour shift, which is a lot. And the iPhone X just released. So, but you've been like in decent spirits. That's what weirded me out.
I got discouraged right before we recorded because I took 2 hours of heavy fucking ass blasting on fucking Call of Duty. And now we're here and I'm a little sleepy from all the blasting. That's all.
What's your
And you were like, well, it's the same tomorrow. And in my head I'm like, yes, because physically my job will be now taking its fourth round of
ass
fucking ass blasting on me. And then the game did it extra. And so I was just
the thing I bought, not the people that pay me.
I don't even. Yeah, I don't get paid to do shit on that thing. And it's just like you fucked.
Hey, you want to have fun? Too bad.
Ooh, you got those new upgrades for that gun? Oh, you're still so fucked. So I watched Predestination, which
what do you give Call of Duty so far? You didn't even talk about the campaign.
Far, 7. 7.5.
The campaign's fucking gorgeous and a lot of fun.
The campaign's my favorite part of the game, I'll be honest. Zombies is what zombies should be. It's hard as fuck and it's scary, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I watched a little of it being played. I didn't really get into it, but I was the time that I did, I died quick.
Yep. I got like to round 8 and I was like, whew, that was goddamn annoying.
Yeah. Well, we'll try it sometime playing two player and then maybe we can actually have a plan or something like that.
That's the best. Because also by myself, I'm like, where the fuck? I'm running in circles till they all gather, I guess.
Yeah, I saw the shockwave thing you're talking about that blasts all the zombies apart. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the multiplayer. The new, like, the whole, like, tower system they have, I think, is really cool. But yeah, the game's a blast, I think.
Oh, the headquarters where you're chilling out?
Yeah, the headquarters is really cool. But
I'm confused by it, though. They talked about it like it was Tower in Destiny. Tower in Destiny is filled like with like at least 50 jumping around dickheads because it's other idiots in the world.
Right.
I don't see anyone but me in my fucking headquarters.
Oh, when I played on launch day, there was a ton of people in there.
I can't tell if no one's there now or I can't see them. It's a glitch or...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm alone.
This game's been super glitchy, honestly, like from the beginning. I guess for the first 4 hours after 1 a.m., it just was off on PlayStation and Xbox. And then it had a 10-gig update.
Fuck.
Yeah, which is what we downloaded in the morning.
Well, that'll do it.
Had to do for you. But yeah, I'm really enjoying Call of Duty. All right, so you watch Predestination?
Yeah.
The hell's that about, Tom?
Yeah, nobody knows it exists, I don't think. It was like 2015 or 16. It's Ethan Hawke.
Do you know what Predestination is?
What do you mean?
Like the term predestination? Like
predetermination?
Yeah, predestined to like do a certain thing. That's like what people, like that was the argument that I had with my pastor was like, so if God knows everything before anything happens or anything like that, and he creates people, he already knows that they're going to go to heaven or hell. So he's technically creating people to go to hell. And if he knows everything, how do we actually have free will if he already knows what's going to happen?
And his mind just exploded right there in the pew.
Yep. And then like fucking 666 was on my head glowing and shit.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, so that's kind of like what I've always heard of predestination. But I guess that's in the religious sense.
I mean, I guess this would talk about that. He could be considered God in the movie.
Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's
like Bruce Almighty.
Sorry. It's a sci-fi film about a future cop, like a fucking time runner kind of cop, like Minority Report.
Yeah.
And he has this violin case that can turn whatever year he wants, and then he can bump within like 50 years of point zero, which is like 1991, we created time travel.
Okay.
So they can do whatever they need to within 50 years. But the story is stupid fucking cool. It's a little long, but I mean, it gets into like the idea of an alternate version of you becomes something, someone you track, but you're so smart you hide from yourself.
Mm.
So you're a fucking like violent, like killing 100,000 people terrorist, but you know how to hide from you. And you've been created like,
why is you
through all
you?
These warps? Yeah, but you don't know how to catch yourself. Because,
no, but why are you trying to catch yourself?
Because he's a terrorist. Like he in this in there's a reality where
So he fringed out to where he is the bad dude, and he's trying to find himself through the time loops that he's left because he all exists in different planes. Okay,
and he has to keep going back and doing stuff that hurts him.
Yeah.
Like crazy, crazy stuff. He's like, dude, I gotta do this again. Like fucking hit this chick with this car and like leave her for dead. Like torture this person because then something good happens. It's crazy. He has to keep reliving like all this torture. But it's a sick sci-fi movie that's really weird.
What's it on?
Netflix?
Hulu? HBO?
I think Netflix.
Okay. What do you give it?
Oh, I'd give it like an 8.5. I thought it was fucking cool, dude. I'd watch it again.
Oh, wow. What else you got?
And the main actress, her name's Sarah Snook. She's phenomenal.
Okay.
What else do I got?
Shout out to you, Sarah Snook.
Yeah. Snook you later. Okay. Next one on my list. Thanks for helping. Thanks for helping at all. You fucking dead log. You piece of driftwood human. Oh my gosh. Really twisting cellophane now, are we? Mother of God. Why don't you just pour water all over me? All
right, go ahead. Waterboard you?
Oh no, that's everything.
That, I thought you said he had 9 things. You were lying.
I was trying to trick on you, dude.
You were just trying to cheese me off.
I was trying to get you all fucking hot and bothered.
All right, so let's hop into Test of Tony, where we watch Cabin Fever. Good Lord, Eli Roth, correct?
Yeah.
The cast was stunningly bad, but that movie is fucking awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That movie is
what
so much
fun.
What
a piece of shit. Like, stupid, stupid fucking, like, feels like 80s.
Yeah, the homophobia and racism are off the charts.
It's just like, rampant.
There's times when I looked at Tony, I was like, there's no way they just said that. He was like, yeah, this movie's fucked.
Oh, yeah.
For this day and age that we live in, you watch Cabin Fever, and you're like, how did this ever, how did some executive be like,
Theaters, too, man, not like straight to video B level.
That's
like,
how I felt about Hateful Eight, too. When I saw that in theaters, I was like, they are heavy on the N-word. Heavy. And not like Samuel Jackson like talking about himself or like that sort of thing. Like, it's people hatefully using it at Samuel Jackson.
Oh, from every angle.
And a lot of homophobic stuff as well, too, because he talks about the fucking Black Johnson in the mouth of that dude's son.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucked.
To keep him warm. Yeah.
Wow. We both were just kind of like, huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had that dude blow him in the fucking freezing cold before he died.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. All right, so back to Cabin Fever. Spoilers for Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, super non-PC, but, like, the death scenes are really strong.
You know what I'll say?
What?
It makes me never want to shave my legs again.
Ew, yeah, that was fucking gross. That scene's rough. I don't like peeling
the sound,
skin.
Thinking about the sound of a fucking razor on, like, something it's pulling, like...
Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched some video of, like, a dude, like, straight razoring a guy, like his beard.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the fucking... Tascam, whatever the fuck, recording it turned all the goddamn way up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was horrendous. Like, and then watching it, just
like, a million hairs.
Oh, fuck that noise.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Would you rather be sliced
or
like
diced?
4 inches with like an X-Acto or like a fucking box cutter?
What do you mean, like
sliced 4 inches
so, like,
longwise?
Cut, like slash.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not super deep, but like it's deep, you know, like.
It's like an inch and a half?
Yeah, like an inch deep.
Where?
Penis. on your arm, or stabbed with like a knife of same width.
How long is the knife?
The knife going in, if it was stabbing, would be 2.5 inches.
I'll take that,
as opposed to a 4-inch gash.
4-inch gash that's also an inch deep. I'd rather it go through me and not have be long. That could cut tendons probably or something like that.
I just don't know, because. The one seems like it'd be gorier. The slash, like slice, that would be way fucking bloodier.
Yeah. Well, then again,
but it wouldn't be as deep. I don't know. I feel like I'm more afraid of the slash, and I would go with the stab too. Even though the stab could cut an artery, could fucking like destroy your arm.
Probably fucked like either way. But
I don't know why I thought of that. Oh, because the razor blade, fucking the
leg shaving scene.
Leg shaving.
Yeah. So our boy Hunter. From fucking Boy Meets World was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not remember? You're like, who?
Who?
Who's Hunter?
I never met a Hunter.
Yeah, he was the star of that movie. And Eli Roth was a lot of fun in the movie as well. I don't remember seeing him in like Hostel or anything. Was he in Hostel?
I don't think so.
Okay. So this was like one of his first movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is like, I don't know. Watching Cabin Fever is really cool because what else did Eli... He did Hostel and he did Green Inferno.
Yeah.
Did he do The Ruins?
It could have been in his...
I don't know if he did The Ruins
he
or
did,
not.
Did he do Planet Terror?
We're both idiots.
Whatever, man.
We're like, he did... Did he do this? I don't know if he did this.
Yeah, he did... he was a producer for Grindhouse.
Oh, okay.
He did Baywatch? Oh, he co-produced it. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you gotta look at his fucking written and directed. I think he's got 9 under his belt right now. But, like, you saw Green Inferno, and that movie's meh. And, like, Hostel, the first Hostel's fucking rad.
Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards, fantastic. But this...
he didn't do shit.
He's like, who the fuck said that?
Like, Knock Knock and Green Inferno and then some Hemlock Grove.
Yeah.
That's about it. He's been boring as fuck.
Well, I mean, dude, you got Cabin Fever, you got Hostel. I mean, those are pretty good ones.
Yeah, but you got Hostel at fucking 05. What's he been doing? It's 2017.
Green Inferno.
Fucking 6-year production on that.
Yeah, they talked about it like it was going to be the shit, too. I mean, Glorious Bastards is 2009. Oh, that's weird, but he's uncredited as a director.
I wonder if he just, like, chills. He's like, dude, I got a couple mil. Great. I'm going to just relax.
Yeah, Quentin directed that movie.
Which one?
Fucking Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, fucking.
He must have done, like, he must have done B-roll or something like that, because he's
I did
there.
Just, like, roll with it. I'm like, Inglourious Bastards.
And then, yeah, and I was like, yeah, for sure. And then I was like, that can't be right. We were just talking about Hateful Eight, like, no, we're idiots. All right.
Oh, uncredited. Yeah, I see what you said there.
Yeah, I see what he just said.
It was on the list, man.
Cabin Fever, a gory mess of teenage terror.
There's titties in it, too.
Sure are, as most scary movies.
Yeah.
I will give it a 7.
I give it 7. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. All right, so let's hop into movie of the week. We watched A Cure for Wellness. Holy fucking shit. I want to know your opinion, because I watched the beginning of this movie like 6 times, so I was not looking forward to watching the entire thing. What about you, Tone?
A Cure to Wellness, it's got a awesome aura to it. The look, the feel, the colors, it's like Swiss Alps, feels like 1950s or 60s, but it's like 2020.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Or wherever, 2010, whatever the fuck. It's modern, but it feels super, super, because the place they're in is a fucking like renovated castle that now is like a spa for people to come and like get all their fucking stress and demons out of them. But
it's for the rich.
There's a twist. Oh my god,
there's a twist.
Yeah, but what, like, is it? It's all about like, and I thought I was clever, but I'm also a dumbass sometimes. I was like, I think this movie's all about water at the beginning, like a half hour in. I'm like, wait a sec, something up with this water. And then the whole movie's about water. And I was like, didn't get that insider thing that they're not going to discuss. Got the broad plot guessed.
I mean, you could feel like you watched the trailer and you know that.
I know. For sure, dude. For sure. Didn't want to call myself that dumb.
I'm about to say, like, the trailer's like him just drinking water. You could have
seen a poster and guessed that.
Yeah, it's like A Cure for Wellness. Don't drink the water. And you're like, I wonder if this movie's about water.
Don't drink the water. Is that the quote?
No, fuck no.
Oh, fuck off. I was like, man, I'm dumb.
It's probably, I think,
well,
it's like,
there's like that,
I think,
vial.
It says we aren't well or some shit like that, or I'm not well.
Yeah.
That was like the chant.
But I remember one of the posters was just a vial of like that drip.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck could that? You know, that's just a potion.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when he's drinking it in the, I remember seeing in the trailer for it, it had, like, that little squiggly, like, eel thing.
Oh, on his fingertip.
Yeah. So.
Man, I
so you
dug
found
that
out the
movie.
Plot. Really?
I dug that movie, man.
Like, actually dug it?
Yeah, like, fucking not like, oh, God, I want to watch it again, but, like, dug it like it felt kind of like a David Fincher film meets like fucking Shutter Island. Like,
yeah,
that
a lot
kind
of Shutter
of,
Island. A lot of Shutter Island.
Which I understand what they were going for. And for the most part, besides some of the fucking ludicrous shit at the end and like how optimistic the movie ended, I dug it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. Like, I thought it was a beautiful scenery. Like,
it
I loved
really
every
watch.
Room he walked through.
Yeah, do you like the main actor?
Yeah. He's cool.
I do enjoy
him. He plays James Dean.
Really?
Yeah.
He also plays Harry Osborn.
Shut up. For real? Yeah. In the best Spider-Man ever?
Well, no. You're thinking of Spider-Man 3, and that's James Franco, sir. With Venom. And Hobgoblin wearing a fucking paintball mask, riding a fucking...
Which one did he play?
Riding a light... Or with a lightsaber. What's up?
But he played a fucking Green Goblin.
Yeah. Well, technically, it was the Green Goblin, but it should have been the Hobgoblin, because he's Harry Osborn, not Norman Osborn,
yeah.
His father. But yeah, he's the one that kills Gwen Stacy.
Exactly. I was talking about his epically perfect film that he was in.
Yeah, but I thought you were being sarcastic, like, oh, the best Spider-Man. I was like, no, if you're going to be... Spider-Man 3 is the worst one, obviously.
That's the one where he dances, emo dance.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, give me some more cookies. Some more cookies and milk. I'm talking to my professor right now. I can't make class. Oh, fuck, that movie's so hard. Dane DeHaan, that's his name.
Dane DeHaan.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Chronicle sold me with that dude. He's a cool, intense actor.
Yeah.
His eyes are... He always looks so tired.
You
notice
that?
He's
got big bags.
Dude, like, he's like... He looks like he's 17, but has never slept. Like, he looks young, but so sleepy.
I bet he's into some creepy shit.
Probably just drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get real satanic real fast.
Mm-hmm. They look at Macaulay Culkin.
Hail Satan, baby.
Yeah, hail Satan.
It was fine. It fucking kept me. I wanted to see where it went. The ending was like, I called that.
Yeah.
There were corny themes.
Incest.
Yeah, there were, yeah, corny and incestuous themes. I don't know. It's not that it fucking riveted me, but I just thought it was pretty, I think. So I'm only going to give it a fucking, like, a 5.5.
5.5.
But I liked it. Like, I would say watch it. It's visually beautiful. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, watchability, yeah. I probably wouldn't rewatch it. Once isn't good enough. But yeah, it is a very pretty movie.
Yeah.
And the plot's decent enough to keep you going.
Sure is.
Oh, and make sure that you pay attention real hard, that it's not a phone movie.
And you can call me stupid all day, because I could have guessed it in the trailer, but I also figured that one line out and knew which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Out of all the lines of dialogue, I knew it.
You were warned and you figured it out.
Well, I was warned to look out for one line of dialogue.
Yeah, but I
deciphered
a bit.
The Da Vinci Inferno.
I was like, there's a thing that happens the entire movie and you're not really sure why it happens, and then there's one sentence of dialogue that explains it, so make sure you look out for it.
And I figured it out.
That's a pretty good fucking, like, I think, okay, it's going to be about this.
No.
While watching it.
I
wonder if it's about the water.
I was going to say, it could have been one of the 29 lines about drink the water, stay hydrated, acclimate to the fucking Alps.
Yeah, you got to do that, dude. So, yeah, Cure for Wellness.
It's all right. It's pretty.
Yeah, good call with the 5.5. I'm going to change my answer. Yours is really good.
Thanks, dude. Fucking asshole, dickhead, piece of shit.
Okay, all right. So, for next week, what do you want to watch, Tony?
Bitch, you know what we're watching.
Yeah. All right, just Tony. I was trying to make it like organic, but then again, I guess it's gonna be at the beginning, anyways. Great, we just fucking pulled the curtain right back on that shithole. All right, so Tessa Tony's gonna be the classic Men in Black.
Maybe it's classic. Maybe it's ass licks.
I wish we could go on that, but movie of the week. Movie of the week is going to be Residue, which we don't know what the fuck it's about, but there's a fucking blown off head.
We have no fucking clue.
But it was a blown off head in one of the little still shots of it, so we're in, and I hope you guys are too.
I think the head's on its cell phone too.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Missed call.
You've missed your call.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.